كريستيان هارفي، أهلا وسهلا فيك. بودكاست على راحتك. Welcome home man.
What's up?
All's good.
Just chilling, man. You know me.
Amazing. How was your day?
It was pretty good. I mean, woke up around 10, went to go work out, and got down around like I would say 2 o'clock, and just went home, cooked some breakfast, and just laid down to practice. So it was, I would just say, a chill day. So,
like, do you do this every day?
That's typically my everyday routine. So
you don't go out that much? You don't have a car?
No, I don't go out that much. I mean, but that's typically me, though. I mean, I'm kind of a homebody. So, I mean, I'm always just playing the game. And, I mean, I'm a family person. So, like, I'm always on the phone with family back at home. So, I mean, if it's either cousins, best friends, you know, old teammates. So, that could range all the way since I've known them probably 10 years old. So, I mean, it's kind of, it just makes me feel at home if I can just talk to people from home. So. So, I mean, that's typically my day, though. I mean, I'm a chill dude. I don't really do too much.
I wanted to ask you, actually, what's the stuff that makes you pissed in Lebanon or during the game or stuff like that?
So, like, pet peeves in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
The way people drive. Oh, my gosh. The way people drive is, I never seen it. Like, it's literally only like a dream. Like, it's crazy how people drive. But other than that, I would say, I mean, I get this in America. I mean, but people stare. But, like, that's typically the normal, you know. I don't really trip off of that too much. But I would say my biggest one is the way people drive, though.
Really?
Yeah.
People, like, stare, maybe because you look like a basketball player in Lebanon. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's why I don't, you know, pay no mind about it, really.
Like,
so
you're kind of famous.
Yeah. So, nah, that's a different story. I mean,
tell me about it.
Oh my gosh, I can't go to Spinney's without getting stopped. I mean, that's literally insane. Like, my last stop in Spinney's was, I'm looking for ketchup. And I'm, like, backing up a little bit. And this man, like, I had the Entrenique hoodie on. So this man, like, he was standing so close. And I just, like, back up a little bit. And he's just like, Harvey, Harvey. And I just, like, turn around. Knowing I have my last name on the back of the hoodie also. So, like, I have my hoodie on and he could see the full last name. And I turn around and he just gets so excited that it's actually me. So he's just like, I'm just here looking for ketchup, but like, he's over here looking for Harvey. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm stuck in two different worlds right now. So, like, literally, I can't even walk outside my apartment without hearing Chance at this point. So, but it's nice, though. I mean, I appreciate it. I'm grateful. So
I don't know what to tell you, actually.
I mean, it's cool. It is what it is.
We gotta take you for some road trips and stuff.
Yeah.
Gotta explore Lebanon.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Beit Rahon.
You like it?
Yeah, it was nice.
Have you been clubbing or something like that?
No, not over there. Only been clubbing over here in Beirut.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It was nice.
Like, are you having fun, let's say?
Yeah, I mean, the people, it was nice people. People were walking up to me. So, I mean, it was nice music. They was playing rap music in there, R&B, stuff that we would play in the States. So, I mean, it was no different if we was in a club at the crib. So, I mean, it was actually probably more fun. I honestly, like, I mean, obviously not knowing certain people in there and people not knowing me, I'm just vibing. So, but, like, other than that, I mean, they bumping Gunna, I'm over there vibing, they bumping Lil Baby, you know me. So I'm over there singing my lyrics and I'm gonna do my dance, but I'm gonna stay to myself after that. So it is what it is.
Yeah. What about our burgers? Do you like Lebanese burgers? And
Smash
stuff?
Burgers. That's the only thing I'm rocking with in Lebanon, Smash Burgers. But shout out to Husk. That's my spot. I'm
really?
I'm at Husk 24/7. Husk is the move. Get that R3 or that Smash Double Trouble. That's the move, I'm telling you. That's the move, for sure.
You like Lebanese wine?
That's what this is?
Yeah.
I thought this was regular wine. This tastes good. Nah, yeah, this is decent. It was my first time having Lebanese wine.
Surprise.
Shout out to you. Nah, it tastes good, though. It tastes like regular pink wine.
Like, I asked you. You told me you like wine. Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Yep. I mean, it's decent. Cheers.
Cheers, bro. Mm-hmm. So, this is actually your first, let's say, professional year. Mm-hmm. And you chose to take it in Lebanon and outside of your country, like without your fam and all of that. How does it feel? How is it?
It's a sacrifice. That's my biggest thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I look at it like this is what I wanted my whole life. Since I was a kid, so this was always a dream. But I mean, I kind of always been away from family, like growing up in the States. I mean, I was away from certain side of my mom's family and certain sides of my dad's family. So I mean, just being away from two different sides, I mean, it kind of made it easier to leave home. So when I went to college, it was kind of easy. And then like also just transitioning to all the way 6,000 miles away, I mean, obviously you just got to put your big boy shoes on and then like do what it do. Cause obviously you got to take care of your business. So, but it's been cool so far. I mean, I'm obviously handling myself like a grown up. I think I'm being responsible enough, you know what I mean? So I'm not doing no immature acts. So, I mean, I'm just staying to myself, putting that ball in that hoop.
But I know you got to try some snowing and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I definitely want to go skiing.
Snow sports.
Yeah, definitely want to go skiing. I tell my teammates every week when they just keep telling me like, no, we can't. Like, you're going to get hurt, or if you ain't never skied before, like, we can't do it in season. So, I mean,
maybe you got to keep like a week or two after your contract is done.
I mean, with this long break that we've been having, I should have been skiing. We've been having about
until then, the snow would be gone, I think.
I mean, probably. Let's hope not.
But maybe next year, bro.
Yeah, we'll see.
No spoilers.
No comment. No comment.
Do you have any like certain routine or something before your games, for your mentality?
My typical game day routine is, I mean, I wake up, I probably cook me like, I cook the same breakfast every day before, I mean, every game day, I cook the same breakfast. So I go scrambled eggs with cheese and with turkey bacon or pork bacon, it doesn't matter. Then I'll either, depending on how many eggs I make, I would make an egg sandwich with toast. So then, obviously, I would have
probably like six.
Yeah, so I'll usually do like four eggs. So like 3 to 4 eggs, it'll give me enough to have eggs on the side and make enough eggs for an egg sandwich.
Yeah.
So then I'll do that. So then I have some extra toast with some like grape jelly on the side. And I mean, I'll just drink like a water or have some milk. But my go-to is cereal. Like, I love cereal. Like,
why though?
Oh my gosh, there's so many pros.
It's like an American thing, if I can say.
I don't know. I don't know, but I love cereal, like Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Trix, you name it, Kix.
Do you find them here?
The only ones I find here is like Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, but they're not called Frosted Flakes. They're called Frosties, but they still taste the same. Shout out to Frosties. But yeah, that's typically it. Just like Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes. I mean, they have like American-based cereals here, but like other than that, I mean, they really don't taste the same.
Really?
Yeah, like obviously they say they're imported, but like,
you're like an expert, dude.
Man, I love cereal, so like I know about my cereal. Like, I don't play about my cereal.
Even your ketchup?
I mean, obviously. You know me, I'm always looking for ketchup, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Have you tried shawarmas and Lebanese stuff?
Yeah, I actually like shawarma. Fattoush. What's that one? It's like, I would say it's kind of triangle. Spirally.
With cheese.
Cream cheese in it? Or cheese, I would say.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Sambusik, maybe.
Yes.
Cheese sambusik.
I love that. Cheese
sambusik. And there's meat sambusik.
I like the cheese one. I don't think I tried the meat one.
Or maybe the manouche. Like, it's like that. Majanet, we call it majanet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a certain type of bread and cheese in it. Or not.
Oh, yeah, I have that. I had that before.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that too. And then somebody gave me some type of bread. It's like you can hold it. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm not saying that, like, you can hold the bread. Like you're not supposed to hold the bread, but like it has like a handle. It looks like a purse. It's bread, but it looks like a purse.
Oh, you know what I'm
talking about.
It's a kaku.
It looks like a purse.
Yeah, it's kaku. Yeah. It's like that. Like,
yeah.
This big.
Yeah,
it's like it.
With like a hole in the middle, you can like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
a handle.
Yeah, it yeah,
like
a yeah, handle. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I like that. That. What's it called?
Kake.
Kake.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's decent though. I like kake.
You like it with yogurt and stuff like that?
I haven't tried it with yogurt. It was just with.
Go for labneh in the supermarket.
It was like some, I wouldn't say powder, but like a seasoning.
Zaatar.
Yeah,
thyme and stuff like that.
Speaking of zaatar, I like zaatar with it too.
Mm-hmm. Zaatar and labneh yogurt, Lebanese yogurt.
Hey,
you gotta try it, bro.
If you go to zaatar with it,
zaatar with it.
Go get the turkey and cheese. Nah, it's egg and cheese, but add turkey. I'm telling you, that's the hard move to go. If you want to get something good from zaatar with it, get that egg and cheese, add turkey. Boom. I'm telling you. I won't let you down with that.
I gotta tell you something, because you've been doing, you did it like few times.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying some names of
restaurants
and stuff. I'm gonna beep that.
Okay. All right. Bet.
I need some sponsors.
Sponsor my man, bro.
Please.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. I gotta keep going.
We don't
sponsor.
We ain't doing this podcast for no reason. Sponsor my guy, bro.
We got some surprise also.
A surprise?
Yeah.
For who?
Have you watched our podcast before?
Yeah.
Have you finished it until the end of it?
I mean, I just watched like the reels and stuff.
Okay, cool. You're gonna like it though.
It's a gift for me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but not now. I still have some questions.
I'm scared now. Surprise.
I don't know.
You did ask me.
I gotta put you in your
So that's.
I was surprised actually from your answer.
What?
I'm gonna ask you that again.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
I love it. But it was hard for me because that's crazy. Because I was on the phone with my girl when you asked me, and I told her, and I was like, he asked me my favorite cartoon, and I had so many cartoons in my head, and I was just like, I don't know what to tell him. Actually, I was like, what should I say? What should I say? And she was just like, you know, just thinking the ones that's coming straight to your head. So, I mean, the first one that popped in my head was Amazing World of Gumball. And the other ones was Flapjack.
I like Flapjack.
I love Flapjack. But, like, I typically like when people ask me what's my favorite show, I pick the shows that I see, that I can see the character in myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when I think of Amazing World of Gumball, like, I could see myself being Gumball. Like, that's weird. But, like, he's always doing something. He's always energetic. Like, always on the move with his brother, you feel me? Always with the gang. So it's just like weird. And then when I say Flapjack, like, he just weird. I wouldn't say I'm weird, but like, I'm just like unique, I would say. So like, that's what I'm saying. And like, another one. What's another one? I said Ed and Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a throwback. So like, I didn't want to say that, but like,
I wanted
to keep
show,
it like,
bro.
Yeah, Ed and Eddie's the move.
God,
and then it was another one, but that was the ones that was off the top. I was just like, dang.
Have you been like involved in any gang or stuff like that?
A gang?
Yeah.
Like
in the States?
Like a gang?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not with no gang. Why you ask me that?
I don't know.
That's a police question. Next question. We're not even about to get into it. Next question.
You know what's ala rahtak? Like, get comfortable.
Get comfortable. Like, that's what that means?
Yeah. Ala rahtak. I try to make you comfortable, but not with the questions.
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
You got the plants around me.
Oh, yeah.
Good vibes.
Thanks,
gave me
bro.
Some wine.
Maybe we'll have a 2K game.
You don't want that.
Yeah, I do. That's normal, bro.
That was a sign. You don't want that.
That's some anime shit.
I'm telling you. I got that telekinesis, if that's what it's called.
You're a gamer. You like video games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
I've been chilling lately. I mean, this past January, February, I haven't been playing as much, but I mean, that's because I need a new Xbox. Mine broke.
Why Xbox, not PlayStation? Explain that, please.
The reason that I go Xbox is because all my friends are on Xbox. Two of my best friends have PS5s, but we only play Fortnite. So, like, and one just got rid of his PS5. So, like, all my other friends have Xboxes. And, like, so, like, it's easier to join the party. It's easier to just join games. And I mean, the controls are the same. And I don't know, I'm just used to Xbox. I had my Xbox for 10 years. That's loyalty right there. That's loyalty. I've been with Xbox for 10 years. And Xbox One, I've been thugging. Real deal.
No comment. Hey. I'm a PlayStation guy, bro.
We know what they are. Yeah. You PS5 heads be on that.
Would you re-sign in Lebanon? Maybe next year? Is it a possibility? Might be possible. Come on, bro.
It depends.
So it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Okay. Call him.
We don't know the chances, but in my mind, we don't know.
Who's your agent, actually?
Steve James.
Steve James.
He's from California. SDJ Sports.
Did you look up on Lebanon before coming? Like, did you get scared?
So when he told me
what
about,
did you know about it?
He told me I had a contract from Lebanon. I mean, I basically did my research and I typed in the city. I mean, obviously everybody knows the first thing that popped up, and that was the
Beirut.
Yeah, the explosion. But I mean, obviously I knew that was, you know, I talked to a couple people about it and they told me more information on them. So I mean, I got comfortable about it. I mean, and then I mean, it's just a risk that I had to take. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it was a risk. I mean, but I mean, I'm here now. I mean, I'm comfortable.
You like risks, yeah? Kinda.
Don't take them. I mean, what's life without them? You know. So, but I mean, I like Lebanon.
We cross red lights, bro.
I like Lebanon. It's cool.
You gotta watch out.
Yeah.
You gotta drive.
That's why I'm in the house. That's why I don't leave the house. Because I don't want to drive in Lebanon. I can drive anywhere else, but not Lebanon.
Come on.
I'm not doing it.
I'm going to get you on my bike. And we're going to go
That's
for
even
a cruise.
Worse. That's even worse.
You're going for a cruise, bro. Come on.
You would give me a scooter.
Nah, it's a big bike. It's like a shopper style.
Give me some open road dirt, man. I'm not going on no highway.
By the way, what do you play other than basketball and video games, definitely?
Like sports?
Yeah.
Growing up, I mean, I played like football, track and field.
Football is like American football. Football. Yeah.
Yeah. I never played soccer. Never.
Never.
too much running. Way too much running.
Even football, there's a lot of running, actually.
You get breaks, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you stop a lot.
But it's different.
You stop a lot in football, American football.
You get hit a lot.
That's why you stop.
With a concussion.
Yeah, that's why you stop.
Have you tried any martial arts or something like that?
When I was like 8, like I tried karate.
How was it?
It didn't go too good. I just didn't go, like, I went, like, the first 3 days, and then I told my mom I didn't want to go no more, so.
You don't like hurting people, actually, or something like that?
I could fight, but, like, I just wasn't interested in karate. That was my thing. Like, I was just, I couldn't see myself, like, fighting like that.
Mm.
I would say I'm more of a boxer than a karate mixed martial arts.
Did you try it?
Like, boxing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I boxed before. Like, not for like long? For competitive, like just on some training.
Practicing.
Yeah.
For how long?
It was only like a year. Once a week type of thing.
For a year or something like that?
Nah, it was just like a summer.
Oh. Yeah. Just for fun?
Yeah. Nah, not even fun. Like, it was just to.
Did you practice it on the streets?
I mean, it was basically just strictly cardio work. You know, it wasn't nothing too crazy.
Like, how a person can know if he can fight then?
I mean, obviously, I learned
something. You have the heart for it,
maybe. I learned something. But I mean, if I need to use the moves that I learned, I mean, and I'll use them. But, like, I don't think I need to right now.
Well, now you're a famous basketball player in Lebanon playing with Antranik and...
Hey, I might need to use them. I might need to use the move someday. You never know. It get hectic in them gyms. It get hectic in them gyms.
Friends with your teammate, you're cool with the coach and all the staff. Like,
yeah. Everybody.
The league is tough, yeah?
Yeah, it really is.
It's like physical. It's not that easy.
It's physical.
Was it, did you learn about that, or you just got surprised a little bit?
No, I mean, that was the main thing my agent was telling me before I came over here. He was basically like this is a big boy league, like they get away with a lot of fouls, and, you know, don't expect a lot of foul calls, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of touchy-touchy stuff like that, you know, just being physical. So, I mean, I prepared myself for that. I mean, but that's how I grew up playing like that. So that wasn't nothing new to me, you know? Like, and that's my kind of play style. Like, I like playing like that. I play aggressive. So it's just like, if you're going to play like that, and if I'm playing like that, all right, we're just going to see who's going to battle it out. So, but that's how I look at it.
How was growing up, actually?
What do you mean?
Like, which type of a kid were you?
I was outside. Always outside. Had the whole neighborhood at my house. We was playing on my goal. Shout out to Rex Mill, Silver Maple Drive. You know, we had the whole neighborhood. Like, we were playing king of the court, 5-on-5 on one goal, like in the middle of the street, cars going back and forth down the street. Like, we had to stop in the middle of a game, like us playing 21, all of that type of stuff. So, horse, four square, tips, like. So, yeah, I was always outside. And, like, we was always just doing random stuff. Like, it wasn't just basketball. Like, we would play hide and go seek in the dark, like, late night, like, ride bicycles, like, down hills without chains on them, like, crazy stuff. Like, yeah, like, that's how we was as kids. Like, we was just, like, we was always down just doing adventurous, crazy, random, wild stuff. So, I mean, but that's what it was. I mean.
Bicycles without a chain.
Down a hill.
Down a hill.
No brake.
Why? What the fuck?
No break. Like, I got this scar. I got a scar right here. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah. Like, a little bit.
I got that scar when I was like 10 years old. I went down a hill. It was in my apartment complex. I went down a hill and the bike had no chain. I'm telling y'all, no chain. And literally, I'm going down and the hill had trees. It's a steep hill. So it's like, boom, just like that. But it got trees all down the hill. But it's a pathway. So, like, we've been running down this pathway. Like,
was it a bat or something?
Nah, this just
for fun.
Yeah, like
no money on it.
Nah. Like we just kids. Like we just doing random stuff. So I mean, so but the thing is, it was your fun. Choice. It was fun. Yeah. So like it was fun. So we were just doing random stuff. So like it was a pathway that the bike always had though. I mean, like that we always had going down the hill. So like it was just like, oh, we weaving through trees. So, like this one time, I went another path. And that's how I got there. So like I hit the other path, boom, branch, boom. I just tumbled. I'm crying at the bottom of the hill. My brother see me. He like, yo, what's going on? He carried me up the stairs. Crazy, dude. I'm telling y'all, I didn't want to take a shower for like 3 days. Cause you know when you take a shower and you got like, you know, scars all over your body, it's stinging in the shower. Come on, you know? Bro. Nah, come I mean on, I was bro. A kid though, but like obviously now I know it better, but like back then, you know. Yeah. You was cool off it, you know. It was gonna sting regardless if you got in the shower.
So. My dear friend, it's the surprise.
Gift time?
Yes, sir.
No way.
Yes, way. Front.
No way.
And back.
Nah, that's tough. How did y'all make this?
Check it out.
How did y'all make this?
Gecko made it.
You made this?
Yeah.
Nah, this is tough. What?
Made it for you.
It's an airplane on the back. Airlines, Harvey Yale. You know the deal. Nah, this is tough. Shout out Dizzy Runs. That's what this picture from. M14 Hoops. You know the move. Nah, this is hard. I appreciate y'all.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Just a small gifty.
I'm gonna wear this the next game. Y'all gonna see it.
Might
TV.
Be a good look. Subscribe to our channel. ومنشوفكم مرة جاية مع ضيف جديد بودكاست على راحتك.
You know it.
Do you wanna say anything for the fans before we're done?
Thank you for the gift.
You're welcome, bro.
Subscribe, follow, like, share, all that good stuff. You know the vibes. We out.
Thank you for coming, man.
My guy.